It's easy, it can be so easy. Help me with my funds, I need somewhere to run, I need somewhere to go. If you tell Brianna about your problems, I bet she would know. She gon' show you things and tell you things you never seen before. She gon' teach you how to stack your bread and how to say it though.
It's just Brianna, tell me Brianna. 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 It's just Brianna, just Brianna, just Brianna.
Hey guys, welcome back, and if you're new here, welcome, welcome. We are back with another episode on EBJB, the podcast with your girl, Just Brianna. All right, y'all, tonight is the second episode in our 7 days to Christmas season 3, and we are going to be chatting about something the rich doesn't want you to know. Now, let's make something very clear. Your girl JB, as of December 2021, is not a millionaire, okay? I repeat, I am not a millionaire. I am financial savvy, but I am not a millionaire yet. Do I have all the tools and resources to be one? Absolutely. Do you have all the tools and resources to be one? Absolutely. Being rich is a mindset to me. But we all know the money aspect is hard to deny. So with that being said, let's talk about it. There's something the rich doesn't want you to know, and that's how to leverage credit cards and create good debt. Let's get into it. Often you hear about cons, right? Of having a credit card and using credit. And if you don't do well with money management and self-discipline, then we might be skipping some steps for you. You may not be here your financial journey. But for those of you who are, you got your budget style and system down packed, income streams flowing in, have your credit cards. You don't need them, but you want them. Then this episode is for you, okay? So with credit cards and debt being frowned upon for so long as you can remember, there was always a negative meaning behind it. So I have news for you. The rich always uses this to their advantage, and that's to use other people's money, okay? There are some benefits over using a credit card than your debit card that will financially leverage you. Now, with those pros I'm about to give you, I need you guys to keep in mind the importance of self-awareness and your spending habits. If you are not good with paying off what you owe, this is not the place in your financial journey yet. I'm going to suggest that you self-evaluate your financial situation before leveraging credit. Credit card users can receive cash, discount, travel points, and many other perks that are unavailable to you by using your debit card. Think of your everyday purchases and how much you use your debit card. And now, say you use your credit card instead, and this gives you rewards and points. So, for example, you have a credit card unlimited for 1.5 cash back on every purchase today, every day. This is every day unlimited 1.5 cash back on every purchase. What does that mean for you? You are now gaining money or points or rewards on your everyday transactions that you were going to be making regardless on your debit card. Purchases that you were going to be spending money on regardless with your debit card. Why is this important? You need to have this money because creating debt and leaving debt isn't what's going to create the leverage. You have to create it using those points, getting those things back, those rewards, and then pay it off. The wealth use credit and all its reward systems for their advantage. For another short example of how these credit cards will work for you, say if you use your credit card and you have travel miles per spending. So you get 2 miles per dollar when dining in. Meaning all your food purchases made on this card will give you 2 miles per dollar spent. You can use those miles earned to book travel arrangements in the future. That means you're saving money. You're now not using your own money. You're using those points rewarded to make those travel arrangements. And you got it by spending money you were going to spend regardless. It's important that you pay your credit cards off. We do not want to keep these debts. We do not want to gain interest, those APRs. Those things are important. So we can also add in some of the obvious pros, like building your credit history and strong fraud protection compared to your debit card. Those are obvious pros, right? I'm not telling you guys, this is what I'm not telling you guys. I'm not telling you guys to go open a bunch of credit cards. I'm not telling you guys to create debt that you can't control or pay off. I'm not telling you guys to disregard the different credit card interest and fees. I'm not telling you guys inquiring for credit cards won't impact your credit score. I'm telling you there are advantages to using your credit card with points, rewards, and cashback options over your debit card for your everyday normal transactions that will leverage you in ways that most disregard. So the rich know this. Now you know this, right? I am going to note again, spend responsibly. Also pay your credit card balance off in full and on time to avoid those extra fees and interest, okay? All right, y'all. Well, thanks for joining me tonight on today's episode. Join me tomorrow for day 3 in our little 7 days to Christmas series. Make sure you're subscribed, share with a friend. And as always, thank you guys for listening. God bless. JB. All right, guys. So if you're here, that means you listened to my episode in its full entirety through the advertisements and everything. And I just want to take the time again to thank y'all so much for rocking with me and being a part of the EBJB family. Even if you're new here, you just stopped past just to hear this quick episode or somebody referred it to you, whatever the case may be. Thank you so much for sitting here and listening to my full podcast in its entirety. When you listen to those ads, that's how I get paid. You know what I'm saying? So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for supporting me. As always, God bless, JB.